plate a potential nugget.
The other thing you refer to in the book, Jeffrey, is you say that people in positions of higher status, when they self-disclose a weakness, that reduce their status.
Yep.
And once again, when I thought about this in the context of the commentary around vulnerability to build trust, I was trying to reconcile this insight with that piece of popular wisdom.
Well, the piece of popular wisdom is not based on the social science. And I think one thing that people confuse is showing vulnerability to your friends, showing vulnerability to your significant other, showing vulnerability to your children, and showing vulnerability in the workplace. I think people have, and by the way, to their detriment, have confused, because a lot of them have gotten their butts fired, have confused the office or the workplace with their house, you know, or with their life. There is a demarcation between work and the rest of life. Many people wish there weren't. Many people think it's gone away. Many people have tried to act as if it's gone away, and they found out that it hasn't. So what you would do with respect to your close friends, to the people, you know, Keith Ferrazzi's first book was Never Eat Alone. His second book is Who's Got Your Back? But Who's Got Your Back is seldom your subordinates, or maybe even your peers, who, of course, are competitors. So yes, you need friends with whom you can be vulnerable. You need friends with whom you can, you know, share your most intimate secrets. But those are not necessarily the people in your workplace.
And if we take this piece of insight and apply it, I guess in the corporate world, there's a spectrum of cultures. Would you say this needs to be contextually applied to a certain culture, or would you say that regardless, it's helpful to sort of keep some sort of a healthy separation? Because in some companies, for example, if I take Satya Nadella of Microsoft, when he wrote the book, Hit Refresh, he speaks about his family, his son, who's differently abled and so on, who passed away recently. So there was a little bit of commentary around being human, talking about, you know, warts and all. So how do you think about that, Jeffrey?
When you become CEO of Microsoft, you can disclose anything you want.
QED, QED,
but, you know, but I'm not so sure you want to disclose that on the way up to that position. I think, again, you know, people need to be really clear about where people are in their career, both in terms of age, as you've already alluded to, but also in terms of their position. You know, I mean, one of the things that power gives you is the ability to do things that other people can't do. So until you're in that position of power, maybe you need to not do some of the things that the people in power are doing.
I must confess, I'm a little uncomfortable with Jeffrey's recommendation to avoid being vulnerable till you get to the very top. In this context, I like what David Bradford of Stanford says about the kind of vulnerability we show in different contexts.
There are two types of vulnerability. One vulnerability raises questions about my core competence. So when I taught the leadership class at Stanford, I said, if in the first day of class I said, I actually don't know anything about leadership, but I was assigned this course, I would be crushed as they rushed out of the room, as they should. That's vulnerability which raises questions about my competence. There's also vulnerability about me as a human. I remember the time in which I was teaching that class, and my son was quite ill. And I went to class and I said, I'm really going to try and be present, but I have to tell you, my son is ill, and I'm feeling distracted, but I'm really going to try to be here. That raised all sorts of support, caring, and so on. I was showing my humans. By the way, my saying that allowed me to be even more present. But that's a side effect. So I think what we're talking about is, when we talk about vulnerability, what are we vulnerable about?
It's worth thinking about whether we are trying to be human in the way we come across, or whether we are coming across as incompetent by being vulnerable. And I feel that distinction could be useful in how we think about vulnerability. Thank you for listening.